Humans have gone from the sand dunes of Kitty Hawk to jet travel around the world in the past two centuries, but even our most advanced flight technology cannot maneuver as skillfully as the common housefly. A new center at the University of Washington will try to get humans to catch up. The aim? Solve complex flight engineering problems by looking at nature.
Nature has solved really, really hard engineering problems. Novel materials, novel actuators, novel computers. We don't have a computer today that can match the processing done in a fly brain. I'm serious. And a fruit fly brain. And that's small.
That's Tom Daniel, director of the UW Center for Nature-Inspired Flight Technologies and Ideas. It's partly funded by the Air Force. Tom Daniel told me how reverse engineering biology could lead to better flight technology.
What biology does is it actually measures information very efficiently. And by looking to biology about how it acquires information, we actually could build devices inspired by that that do so more efficiently, so you can build smaller platforms, more agile platforms. The other thing that biology does, we all do, humans do it, insects do it, is you use lots of channels of information. You use visual information, use auditory information, use body mechanical information, and your central nervous system weighs all of that in very, very smart and efficient manners. So we're actually looking to how insects, their brains, weigh that information.
Could you give an example of how studying critters can help inform us in making better flying machines?
Yeah, so we have in the lab a interaction between a flying animal and a robotic flower. And the particular animal we look at is a hawk moth, and it feeds while hovering. So it sticks its long proboscis into the corolla of a flower, and it will feed on nectar. And then the flower is blown by the wind, and the animal completely tracks it. And the question is, how does it do this? How does it do such effective motion tracking while hovering? Now, there isn't, again, an air vehicle that I can do it. I'm not sure I'd want to fly on one that could do this. But these animals use sensory information from their eyes. They're using chemical sensing to know where that flower is, and they're selecting the flower. And interestingly, their long, thin proboscis inserted to the flower is providing mechanical information. So imagine licking an ice cream cone, moving at about one body length per second. You have information from your eyes and your tongue. Right? Well, it's pretty much what the moth is doing. And one of the postdocs in the lab, Itai Roth, has just shown that the animal literally takes both channels, visual and mechanical sensory information, weights them appropriately, and tracks the flower at amazing frequency resolution.
What would be some real life applications of this?
Let me give you a commercial example. Let's say I want to refuel a plane in midair. I have to drop a long proboscis-like thing from one plane to another, and both are moving relative to each other. How would you build a system that is as good as a moth at doing that, right? We could do assessment of forest canopies, build small, very mobile, very agile micro-air vehicles. It's an MAV, capable of moving through a canopy of trees and monitoring light levels, gas levels, nutrients associated with that.
Now, this is called the Air Force Center. It's being partly funded by the Air Force. How does that inform the research that you're doing?
Very much. The Air Force historically and certainly now funds very, very basic research. They're really interested in how nature does its thing. Are there novel materials? Are there more efficient ways that we can build aircraft? Are there better ways and safer ways that aircraft could be controlled and regulated? So their interest is, in terms of what we're funded for, is basic research. I have to say, a lot of the federal agencies today are pushing hard on how natural systems do the computing they do. NSF is funding things like this in our lab as well. That's the National Science Foundation, National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Defense. All are really interested in what does nature do that we can learn from.
Now, I think of unmanned warplanes like drones when I think of the Air Force in this. They're being used in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah.
Might this basic research eventually lead to changes in that technology?
I could say that all basic research can lead to changes in technology of drone development. I don't have an immediate path from our center to that technology, nor are we expected to. Our goal is, of course, is basic research, so focusing on what brains do. And in fact, the twist of this center that differs from, you know, historical studies of animal swimming and flight and locomotion is we're looking much more at the sensor processing and a little less at the aerodynamics, although they're coupled. They're very intricately and intimately woven together.
Tom Daniel, the director of the University of Washington Air Force Center for Nature-Inspired Flight Technology and Ideas. Their goal, to reverse engineer how natural systems accomplish difficult tasks, particularly flying tasks. They want to advance the technology for small, remotely operated aircraft.